This August, Seattle voters are going to decide whether or not to form a Seattle Parks District. It'd be a bit like a fire district or a school district. It's an organization that's for the city, yet not by the city. A parks district would have the power to levy taxes on its own. The idea was approved by the Seattle City Council in April, and voters will get a chance to consider it in August. It's not exactly a new idea. Tacoma has had a park district since 1907.
1907? That'd be 107 years ago.
That's Melissa McGinnis. She's the Historic and Cultural Resource Manager for Metro Parks Tacoma. Tacoma had the first parks district in Washington State, and they actually are responsible for the statewide legislation that would make Seattle's parks district possible.
In 1907, Tacoma was a booming, bustling city. It had been established in 1873 as a new western terminus of the Northern Pacific Railroad. And with the railroad came a lot of opportunities for people to make a lot of money. So the city grew very rapidly, very quickly. There were people coming from all over, especially in the Midwest, a tremendous number of people coming from the Midwest seeing opportunity here for real estate development, the streetcar lines. Everything is just going great guns for Tacoma. They are seeing themselves as developing as a true world-class city, and a world-class city has world-class parks, was the attitude. One of them said, nothing indicates the prosperity of a city like the beauty and size of its playing grounds. And so basically this Stuart Rice and other members of the park board spent a lot of time lobbying the state legislature to get this legislation passed so that there would be an independent park board with dedicated tax dollars. The local newspaper printed several articles trying to help explain what does this mean, because you can imagine it's very confusing. There's never been a park district before. And so they're talking about how the money will be used, how you don't have to worry. There are caps on everything. And the president of the park board at that time was Stuart Rice, who put a plea out in the paper saying, if you want me to come talk to your organization, I'll come. I'll come explain what we're doing. So there was a lot of pre-work, too. So it was easier to get this going forward when it time came to vote. I think that the development of the Metropolitan Park District of Tacoma probably could not be replicated today because of the speed in which things happened. It's passed the Senate on February 3rd, passed the House on February 28th. The governor signed it into law March 11th. Just 3 days later, the City Council of Tacoma passed an ordinance saying, yes, we want to support going for a park district. Let's go for a vote. Then let's see, 2 weeks later, they have the vote on April 2nd, and the following day, April 3rd, we have Metropolitan Park District of Tacoma. So the governor signs it on March 11th, and by April 3rd, we have a park district.
That's Melissa McGinnis, the Historic and Cultural Resource Manager at Metro Parks Tacoma. She said that from proposal to approval, it took 2 months for Tacoma to create their park district. That's how they did things back in 1907. In 2014, it's a little bit different. In August, Seattle voters will decide whether or not they want a park district. If it's approved, 6,000 acres of parks and natural areas in Seattle would be handed over to the management and authority of an independent taxing group, the Seattle Park District. The promise is better maintenance of the parks and a more robust community programs. But is that something that Seattle wants? To get an idea of what a park district looks like, we've got Jack Wilson on the line. Jack's the executive director of Metro Parks Tacoma. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be there.
So you've worked under a couple of systems. You ran the Department of Parks and Recreation in Cincinnati, which sounds like it's more like what we have here in Seattle. And you've been at Metro Parks Tacoma. So you're familiar with a parks department and a parks district. What's the difference?
Well, in Tacoma, we have a complete independent autonomous government entity that is focused primarily, if not totally, on advancing the parks and recreation agenda. Unlike a department or a semi-independent entity under general governance, as you know, there are many other priorities and many other components of general governance. Here in Tacoma, I have become an absolute fan of the independent nature of a park district, at least the type of structure that we have in Tacoma. And I think there are many examples over the decades, and particularly over the last 10 years, that suggest that being able to have an elected board that has a laser focus on the parks agenda has been very beneficial for the citizens of Tacoma.
Seattle City Council member Sally Bagshaw backs this proposal to create a park district here like you have in Tacoma. She says our parks and community centers have struggled to stay open because of Tim Iman's anti-tax initiatives and because of the recession. Now, Metro Parks Tacoma is subject to both of those conditions. How do they affect you?
Well, the 1% growth certainly has affected us, but as an independent entity, we have the authority to, in partnership with the community, to go out and improve and enhance our operating side, as we did in 2010 in the middle of the recession as a result of a Tim Iman initiative. We had a referendum where the community supported a levy lid lift that really did stabilize our operating side. The key significance here is in Tacoma, we have an independent elected board. And I don't believe that is, I'm not familiar with all the nuances of the Seattle model other than the taxing levy.
No, actually, it is different here. The Seattle City Council would act as the board of the Seattle Park District. So what do you think about that, the idea that we would not have an independent board of park commissioners like you have down there in Tacoma?
Well, I can only speak from the fact that my experience with the independent board, as I alluded to earlier, is that as a result of elected officials with the responsibility of focusing only on parks and recreation, I would say that most communities are in a better position of advancing the parks agenda as opposed to being a part of general governance. That doesn't mean it can't work.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that the Seattle model won't be an improvement.
Okay, well, here's the other side of that, though. The district here in Seattle would, like yours, have the ability to levy taxes. And John Fox from the Seattle Displacement Coalition has filed a suit in King County Court yesterday. He said that voters won't know they're handling control over our parks over to a new entity that could privatize our parks, that could commercialize our parks, condemn any land, buy or sell off our parks forever. And we've heard variations on that as Seattle has begun to debate this proposal. Has there ever been concern about your parks district has been too independent and done things that the public didn't want to have happen?
I can only respond to the 15 years that I've been here, and I would say there's certainly been some healthy debate in the community about certain initiatives and some of our strategic planning, but for the most part, the recent success that we've had is because we've had great outreach. We have great communication with the community, and the community has given us a great deal of guidance, and we've got good credibility right now. So, I mean, the risk there with another elected board certainly has similar risk in terms of having those options of outsourcing, commercializing, and or selling property. But that comes with any situation, no matter what the governance structure is. Although our authority of 1907, which is it's different than the authority that you're talking about for Seattle, because you're dealing with new RCW and legislation that came out in the early 2000s. Our authority requires, as a matter of fact, it's made a lot harder to surplus property because you have to have unanimous support.
So state restrictions might make that even more difficult to happen. Hey, Jack, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jack Wilson is the executive director of Metro Parks Tacoma. It's an independent tax district for parks, and we're going to be considering that here in Seattle in August. This is The Record on KUOW.